Track 12, Musical Memories. Last month, Alison Applin started us off on music linked to moving around. Here is her follow-up, read by Tony Stimson.
Well now, let's continue with our theme of transport in music. You may remember that the last time we met, we were aboard the Beatles' Yellow Submarine. So let's come up for air, shall we? If we take things chronologically, now I think we're looking at the advent of train travel. For me, a song which perfectly conjures up the speed and rhythm of a train journey is Calypso by Benjamin Britten, a setting of W.H. Auden's poem of the same name. Auden draws on the Afro-Caribbean traditions of Calypso music with its repetitions and driving rhythms. It was undoubtedly the musicality of the poem which inspired Auden's friend Britten to set it to music. Britten's Calypso is one of four cabaret songs written between 1937 and 1939, but not published until 1980, 4 years after the composer's death. With its onomatopoeic train noises and the urgency of the rhythms, we are carried along in the excitement of a train journey. So get ready and all aboard!
Springfield line under the shining sun. Fly like an aeroplane, don't pull up short till you break for the Grand Central Station, New York. For there in the middle of that waiting hall should be standing the one that I love best of all. If he's not there to meet me when I get to town, I'll stand on the pavement with tears rolling down. Driver, drive faster, driver, drive faster, for he's the one that he presses my hand and he's
of course, it is possible to recreate the impression of train travel using another medium altogether. This is what Andrew Lloyd Webber has done in his musical Starlight Express, where the cast travel around the stage at speed on roller skates, telling the story of Rusty, the obsolete steam engine, who races in a championship against modern diesel and electric engines. And roller skates are yet another means of getting from one place to another, aren't they? And perhaps that's a story for another day.
Diesel is for unbelievers. Yeah! Electricity is wrong. Yeah! Steam has got the power that will pull us along. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. The inside might be as black as the night, but there's
a light at the end of the tunnel.
Sing it,
children! There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
The inside might be as black as the night, but at the end of the tunnel, there's a light. It's the power of James Watt, the steaming Scott, the man who watched the pot and said, hey.
And talking of stories, what about the story told by Caractacus Potts in the film Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? The musical fantasy film, made in 1968, was based on Ian Fleming's children's novel Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, The Magical Car. Now, I'm afraid I have to confess that I've never seen this film, and reading the plot, it does sound rather complicated. But I have, of course, heard the well-known song, and what a jolly song it is, isn't it? The words are supposed to reflect the sounds made by the car's engine, which is rather clever, I think. So let's hear it now.
What a funny noise it's making.
It's talking to us. All engines talk.
What's it saying?
It's saying, chitty 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 bang bang. Chitty 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 bang bang. Chitty chitty bang bang.
Chitty chitty bang bang. Chitty chitty bang bang.
Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. And in chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, what we'll do near, far, in a motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four-fendered friend.
bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. Our fine four fendered friend,
chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang,
chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang,
chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang.
Well, if, unlike me, you have seen the film Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, you will know that it is indeed a magical car, as it appears it can fly, which naturally leads us on to another form of travel, air travel. I have another confession to make now, which is that I am terrified of flying. I absolutely hate it. But nevertheless, I'm still fascinated by the fact that these things get off the ground in the first place. Those Magnificent Men in Their Flying Machines is a 1965 film, comedy film, which satirises the early years of aviation. Set in 1910, the film follows a fictitious air race from London to Paris with a £10,000 prize, intended to prove that Britain was number one in the air. The full title of the film is Those Magnificent Men in Their Flying Machines, or How I Flew from London to Paris in 25 Hours and 11 Minutes. It is noted for its spectacular flying scenes featuring dozens of period-accurate, life-sized working aeroplanes, and the original theme song, composed by Ron Goodwin, is another of those catchy tunes which, once heard, sticks in the memory.
Those magnificent men in their flying machine, they go up to the up, up, they go down to the up, down. They enchant all the ladies and steal all the scene with their up to the up, up, and then down to the up, down. Up, down, flying around, looping the loop and defying the ground. They're all rightfully keen, those magnificent men in their flying machine.
Well, despite the fact that it once appeared to take 25 hours to fly to Paris, we have been ramping up the speed, haven't we? And so the obvious way to finish this whistle-stop journey is with a trip in the fastest form of travel we know. The lyrics for Elton John's song Rocket Man were written by his long-time songwriting partner, Bernie Taupin, and were inspired by a Ray Bradbury story about an astronaut who is torn between going to space and being with his family. It is not a happy story. The song also tells of an astronaut with mixed feelings about leaving his family and friends to embark on a space mission.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round and get to fly. I'm not the man they think I am at.
OK then, let's end on a happier note, still on the theme of space travel, and listen to Frank Sinatra singing Fly Me to the Moon. The song was written in 1954, but was made more famous by Sinatra's 1964 version, which was closely associated with the Apollo moon missions. A copy of the song was played on a portable cassette player on the Apollo 10 mission, which orbited the moon, and also on Apollo 11, before the first moon landing.
Fill my heart with song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words,
I hope you've enjoyed this medley of musical movement. I think we all need to stop moving now. and sit still for a while.
Thank you, Tony.